It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Looking to fish the local lakes and rivers this week? Stop by Mountain Hardware and Sports before you go. Whether you're chasing trout on the Little Truckee, kokanee at Stampede, or casting from the shore at Donner, their local fishing experts can help you find the right gear, flies, lures, and tackle for the conditions. With four convenient locations, everything you need for a successful day on the water is close by. You can also shop anytime online at mountainhardwareandsports.com. The Truckee River flows remain strong for this time of year, measuring at around 279 CFS out of Tahoe City, 282 CFS through Truckee, 304 CFS near Glenshire, and picking up speed down the hill at 503 CFS near Farad. With water temperatures climbing from the low 60s at the first light into the low 70s by afternoon, try to stick to the early morning hoot owl window, which is roughly 5:30 to 11 a.m. Fishing later in the day with warmer temperatures can stress trout. Nymphing continues to be the most productive approach, especially in faster pocket water and riffles where fish are holding. Stoneflies, tan and green caddis, PMDs, and small mayfly nymphs are all good choices. Crawdads are also active during their molting stage, making dead drifted crawdad patterns under an indicator a strong option. Grasshoppers are becoming more noticeable along the river, so dry dropper setups with a chubby Chernobyl and a small nymph can also produce. The best fishing remains from Glenshire through the canyon, with colder water found below Boca. The bite can be considerably slow by mid-morning, with smaller rainbows making up most of the catch. Flows on the Little Truckee River have dropped considerably, at around 45 CFS between Stampede and Boca. With water this low, fishing can vary throughout the day. The river is also seeing plenty of fishing pressure, so be mindful of others and spread out when possible. Water temperatures are generally holding in the mid-50s, although some sections may warm into the upper 50s. Pale morning duns remain the most prominent hatch through the morning and early afternoon. Midges are active early, and some caddis will appear later in the evening. You'll find success with both indicator nymphing and dry flies. Focus nymphing efforts on deeper pools, while rising fish can provide opportunities for dry dropper setups throughout the day. PMDs in all stages, midges, and caddis patterns in sizes 18 to 20 are working well. A careful presentation with long leaders and 6X tippet can make a big difference in the clear low water. With flows down, many fish are holding near the inlet to Boca Reservoir, where deeper water provides additional cover from predators. A quick word from our sponsor, Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're planning a weekend camping trip or a day on the trail, the employee owners at Mountain Hardware and Sports are there to help. They offer trusted outdoor brands in everything from tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags to hiking footwear, water filtration, camp cooking gear, and trail essentials. Their experienced team can help you find the right gear so you can spend more time enjoying the outdoors with confidence. Stop by any of their four locations in the Truckee Tahoe area or shop online to get trail ready. Fishing at Donner Lake has been fair, although increased summer boat traffic has slowed the shore bite. Rainbow trout can still be caught from the west end using power bait, worms, and spinners, with slip sinker rigs producing the best results from the shore. And if you're on the boat, you'll find fish suspended at various depths. The Mackinac have moved deeper as water temperatures rise and are now holding at around 100 to 130 feet. Kokanee schools are generally being found between 60 to 80 feet, and the best fishing window is early morning, roughly 5:30 to 10 a.m. The temps are cooler, fish are more active, and recreational boat traffic is lighter. Boca Reservoir continues to offer some of the most consistent fishing in the area. With healthy water levels and good action throughout the lake, early mornings and late evenings are the best time to fish. Trout fishing has been productive near the dam, so if you're on the shore, you'll find success with worms, power bait, and rooster tails. And the kokanee fishing remains especially strong, with schools of 10 to 12 inch fish providing steady action. Trolling wedding rings behind flashers while covering water has been an effective way to locate kokanee. For the best overall experience, focus on the cooler morning and evening hours. Water levels at Stampede Reservoir continue to drop as summer progresses, but fishing remains productive for several species. Kokanee action is consistent near the Sage Hen and Little Truckee inlets, with pink or orange hoochies behind dodgers working well at the depths of 50 to 70 feet. For rainbow trout, you'll find success trolling Rapalas, but if you're on the shore, you can find the fish near the dam using worms, power bait, and spinners. Smallmouth bass fishing is also good around the dam and rocky shorelines. With opportunities for kokanee, trout, and bass, Stampede remains a solid option if you're looking to target multiple species. Prosser Creek Reservoir is around 80% full and continues to provide consistent fishing, with noticeably less boat traffic than some other local waters. Cutthroat and rainbow trout fishing has been productive near the north end of the lake. Worms, power bait, and salmon eggs are all producing, with larger cutthroat recently reported. Bass fishing remains strong as well, with fish actively feeding around weed lines, submerged structure, and warmer pockets of water. Crawdad imitations, senkos, and inline spinners such as rooster tails have been effective choices. With productive fishing for both trout and warm water species, Prosser remains a good summer option for all experience levels. This 101.5 Fishing Report is brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairsden to purchase all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. As you enjoy our local rivers, lakes, and reservoirs, remember to help protect the place that make these experiences possible by practicing Leave No Trace principles. Pack it in, pack it out, and do your part to keep our fisheries clean and healthy for future generations. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website at mountainhardwareandsports.com. That was your 101.5 Fishing Report. Listen anytime on demand at truckytalradio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Just search KTKE.